theme music. Dirty Folk Podcast. Theme music. Dirty Folk Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox.
Oh, that's our newest theme music.
What do you think?
I think it's great. Produced by Kanye Weist. He's a guy I met. The grocery store.
He's looking to become a DJ.
I met him from a safe distance. Yes, he's looking to become a DJ. He's never DJed before in his life.
No, he's got, you know, that like looking to become a DJ sweater.
But I told him about DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, seemed pretty excited about DJs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he speaks English. Not positive.
This is a podcast. Where we, it's a podcast.
This is the podcast.
You are listening to a podcast right now.
Speaking of yelling at you, I don't know why, but me calling you all little bitches worked. You bought my book. So good job to those of you who bought my book and the rest of you. Buy my fucking book, you little fucking bitch.
What's your book called?
Bastard a Mushroom Trip.
Oh my god, is that for real? Took you that long?
Shut up.
It's.
I don't want to hear from any of you. Go buy it. Don't you dare forget it. I'm allowed to forget it.
It's available at dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
I've read it. I bought a whole bunch of them. What's your excuse?
You can support this podcast by buying the book. You can also join onlyfans.com/harperthefox and get bonus episodes there, as well as a bunch of other awesome content, including my titties.
Correct. And there's, if you don't want titties, patreon.com/dirtyfolk.
Yes, if you are morally opposed to titties, which would be strange given that you are listening to porn's favorite podcast, the porn podcast, Dirty Folk.
Speaking of, that's enough intro for fuck's sake.
Yes.
Shut up already, Max. What do you got for me today?
I have something a little different today.
Oh.
And I think it's going to be fun. So we don't need to look at any of that.
Don't look at any of that.
Not yet. All right. Not yet, at least.
I'm looking at links and I'm being yelled at.
So my idea for this episode is on the general topic of thirst and what men want. So let me lay out a little context here. In the porn world of Reddit, there is a subreddit called Not Safe for Work 411. And what it is it is just an endless parade of dudes looking for sources for their extremely specific requests.
Okay.
So it's people asking for, is there a subreddit for this? Is there a subreddit for that? And just a little bit of Reddit culture here. There are fucking thousands of porn subreddits in existence for extremely specific things. I've found shark tits on Reddit. So these are dudes who are looking for something that they have not been able to find in the thousands and thousands of subreddits.
All right, I'm not going to, I understand I'm not supposed to look at this, so I'm not looking at it.
Okay.
Recording. It's like, okay, yeah. I have to see shark tits.
Oh, go to reddit.com.
All right.
Have I not told you about shark tits?
You've mentioned it a few times, but I've never looked at it.
/r/ shark tits.
Just that easy.
Just that easy.
All right.
Not shark for work.
Oh, it's like furry porn, but kind of sharks. Sharks, when you anthropomorphize them, look like cats.
Cats?
How are these sharks?
Or, I mean, they've got the fins and the tails and the fins. Stripies.
So it's just furry porn.
But it's sharks.
I'm not excited, actually. Oh, that one's the closest one. There's one with like a lifeguard. She's like next to a pool. She's all kind of Baywatched out. You can see the top of her nips and she's like kind of blue and sharkish. I expected sharks with Photoshop tits.
That's what I wanted. That's what I want.
Okay. That's what I want. It's, okay. Tell me shark tits. I want Photoshop tits on a shark.
Listenership of Dirty Folk. This is our solemn plea. if you know how to Photoshop stuff, how about you Photoshop some shark tits for us?
To be fair, I know how to Photoshop stuff. I could do it.
But we're busy. We're busy, Max.
Just not going to do it.
Okay, so what I have done is I have saved a lot of not safe for work 411 requests.
Okay.
That I can read to you and we can discuss, react to, potentially see if there were answers to the
so
call.
So I won't, there's nothing visual in this one.
There could be if we go digging and someone has said like, yes, this exists, here it is.
Okay. I'm open to it. I'm skeptical because I don't know how much there's going to be to react to. So I'm just letting you and the audience know this might be a bad episode.
Good. I know it's a little different. I'm not positive about it either, but I found so many of these and it seemed fun.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Request. Where can I find more on girls tongue fucking a guy's pee hole? Kind of like sounding, but with a tongue. Video example inside.
So well, they found it then.
They have one example, but they're looking for more. That's what many of these are. So we could react to the video this guy is sending.
I want to see the video he's sending.
Okay. Do you want to pause the thing so we can...
Okay, we're going to pause it. Harper's going to cue this up because I have to know at least what we're working with here.
Okay.
Okay, we're watching it now. And yeah, this girl is... It's a close-up shot of a girl sucking a dick. And she is... Yeah, she opened the pee hole. She shoved her tongue in there, and now she's creating a vacuum with her lips. Oh, yeah, she's really going for it. She is...
This guy also has a pretty large pee hole.
He does, but maybe that's because of her.
Maybe.
Maybe she's resized his pee hole. It only happens for a few seconds that she really goes for it, but she shoves her tongue way in there. She gives it a full cleaning. Like, this is like... This is not going through the car wash. This is going to the detail shop.
Oh, yeah.
And she's cleaning that rim. So it's like rimming for a pee hole.
Yeah.
Which is honestly less unsavory.
Yeah. So how, so as a dude, does this look nice to you?
So I'll say in general, his vagina-esque pee hole is upsetting to me.
Agreed.
So, I've had girls like forcibly get their tongue in there.
They raped your pee hole?
No.
You no. said they did it forcibly,
no.
Max.
No. No. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It can get stingy.
I bet.
Yeah. And like, it's not as sensitive as the balls, but it's like similar in that like there's a fine line between like, oh, that's interesting, and like, oh, you bitch! You bitch!
Get out of there!
So.
Fucking the beast tearing around the West Wing.
Get out! One of the things I'm curious about all the time with Google stuff is like, if I just look, right? I tongue is a word I can never spell right in the first try.
Let's see. T-O. So I'm doing it live.
You just want to be superior to me.
No, I'm reciting live.
T-O-N-G-U-E?
G-U-E. I think you did it.
Okay. Tongue fucking...
This is bold. We're doing it not incognito.
Urethra? No.
No EU.
It's not?
This isn't
it's not
Europe.
Eureka?
This isn't fucking Europe tongue fucking appeals.
Is that how you do it?
R-A.
What?
Urethra.
Oh my god.
Not Uretha Franklin.
I'm so dumb.
Just tongue fuck me where I pee. That's Aretha Franklin, right?
Tongue deep in the piss hole. Okay, so this is what I'm wondering. I find this a lot. I have friends who like will write me and go like, "Hey, how do I find X thing?" And like, I go to Google, I type in their exact phrase, and I find what they're looking for, and I go like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Okay, this I'm glad to hear you react this way because. My impression of many of the men on Not Safe for Work 411 is they are fucking helpless. they could get what they wanted if they tried for 5 seconds.
Right. Okay, so I just looked for it. I wrote tongue fucking urethra, and the second result is from Pornhub, tongue deep in the piss hole.
Let's see.
Can we reply to these people if we find the stuff with links?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's going for
That's
it.
That's it, for sure. And there's a whole bunch. Tongue in the cum slit. I've never heard these names before.
I've never heard the name cum slit before. In general, slit.
Pisshole teasing tongue. Even the video he likes is in the suggested. Working that slit. Cum. The best tongue job ever with oral cream by. Wow.
Yeah, this dude is fucking helpless.
Yep. Wet head suck. Okay, let's see. It's only 57 seconds long. Oh, is it the same girl? Or is this an Asian thing? Everyone doing this is Asian.
Was the girl in the original video that you watched?
She was. This is more just Japanese style tongue fucking the piss hole. She's not really fucking it. She's just sort of like, oh, she's just teasing. This is foreplay. She's just kind of like going around in a circle with her long tongue. So she's slamming it up. Oh, teasing it. Almost penetration. She's using it like a dick. It's like how you go
using
like,
her tongue like a dick.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like that. Like, oh, you want a baby? Oh, right there on the edge. And she's like, oh, give it to me. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, right there. Oh, yeah, go all the way. Give it to me. And she's,
right in my pee hole.
Yep. Yep. It's just like pretending your dick hole is a pussy and that the chick's tongue is a dick. And yeah, she's trying to ram it in the slit there. And, yeah. Are Asian people known for, long pee holes?
You mean like vagina-esque pee holes?
Yeah.
That's not a stereotype.
I'm gonna look at my pee hole for a second, because I've never really thought about it before, but mine is...
Max has his dick hanging out of his pajama pants here in the Dirty Folk studio.
It's true. My dick hole.
He's examining the urethra.
Is okay, there's like a line that looks like a slit, but I feel like their whole. So mine is like a centimeter-ish, maybe less than a centimeter.
I would say less than a centimeter.
And it. I feel like when I get hard, it gets a little tighter.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Like, and then like the line goes down. But like I feel like these people's pee holes, it's not just a line, it's actually like a hole most of the way. Do you think they piss like a woman, like more like a spray, like, you know what I mean, like,
right,
I,
like when
I
you have
form...
a power washer that you set out to like the fan,
yeah,
of water,
because I form a tight cylindrical stream.
Well, la di da.
I'm proud of my streams. You know this. You live with me.
It's
true. Proud of my piss forte. I have intimidated you many a time with my peeing.
You know, maybe that's part of why your pee comes out for so many seconds.
Because I have a small pee hole.
Right. You don't sort of splatter it all out at once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't piss bomb.
No.
Like some people.
Excuse me?
What? Look, your issue is not with me. God installed a sprinkler head between your legs. Not me. Right?
I am not inviting personal commentary about my pee. You're the one who's examining your urethra.
We're just talking about it, right?
In the podcast.
She's
Max
really,
played the
this
video
is,
again.
I can't decide if this is hot or not. It kind of is. I'm not into it.
The guy's dick, it looks up close like that, like she is tongue fucking the tiniest butt. Scroll up. It looks like little butt cheeks.
A little
Doesn't
bit.
It looks like someone's like just bent way
it
the
does.
Fuck over. There's a little scrotum hanging down.
It's just a smurf ass. Just a giant has kidnapped a smurf and has like caught it.
You're like a
and
little Keebler elf.
It's got its, yeah, she's got a Keebler elf and she's like bent it over and like got it. She's like using her two fingers to hold its head between its legs.
Yeah.
She's just tongue fucking it down. Like, get off me.
Give me the cookies.
I have to tongue fuck me a lot harder than that to get my cookies. Yeah, okay. hiss hole if you're looking for it. Okay, I'll save this page so you can reply to the guy.
Great. I can't wait
what
to get into a
got?
Conversation with this man.
Who else's bullshit can we solve?
Okay.
By Googling their exact phrase.
Let's see. Okay.
Oh my God. This whole channel is called Pee Hole Playpen.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It's got almost 500,000 views.
This guy is helpless. Okay. We have our next request. This says, two of them, actually. So two requests.
Okay. Greedy.
One is girls casually being naked / masturbating in front with of roommates. The other is for a girl holding a dick inside of her mouth pussy, not actively sucking or fucking.
Is he calling it a mouth pussy?
Mouth /
all
pussy.
I see are pussies. I don't want it in her butthole pussy.
No.
I don't want it in her pussy pussy.
Just her mouth.
I don't want it in her ear pussy or her nose pussy. I want to see it in her mouth pussy. Okay.
The other is for a girl.
So mouth or pussy.
Mouth / pussy.
Just holding a dick in there?
Not actively sucking or fucking, just sitting there doing something or nothing at all with a dick inside of her.
See, now this is more of a challenge.
There is a subreddit for the second one. It's called r/ cockwarming.
I've heard of that.
Cockwarming?
Cockwarming.
You want to look it up?
Should we just Google cockwarming, or are we going to the subreddit?
Let's see what the subreddit's about.
Okay. That takes so much longer to type. Why am I the one typing? I can't...
Because you're in front of the keyboard.
r/...
Cockwarming.
Cockwarming.
Okay. It's loading.
Okay. Oh, how I love to keep the cock warm from Silky Bay. Okay. 19 seconds.
Blur it out.
Blurred out faces on the couch. She's leaning over. It's only 19 seconds. She is just holding the dick in her mouth, and he's like trying to reach over
like
and
finger.
Get her pussy. But it's all blurred out. And
here, can you scroll to the top and see that sort by top?
Okay.
And then instead of today, click all time.
Oh, okay, so we look at the first all time. Skip the first 3 seconds and it's gold.
And it's 11,
it's 11 seconds
long.
I feel like people are making this fetish up.
That one's just a still image. Okay, yeah, this is an example
this
of a
subreddit.
Reddit
sucks.
Yeah, there are many subreddits that right. have just like a handful of posts and then they died.
All right, cock warming videos, Pornhub, give it to me.
A lot of these are going for like cock warming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is all gay porn. We never get gay porn.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Oh, this is straight. Barely legal cock warmer taking dick. Okay, no. All right, you know, this is a little bit harder to find than
you
think.
Could you search one word cock warming on Pornhub?
One word cock warming. What was the other one the guy wanted? It's just, yeah, there's only two videos that come up.
Interesting.
One straight, one gay. Wait. Is this gay? Does he have a... Daddy breeds his subby boyfriend. That's... No, what are
click
we looking
into
at?
It.
Is that a surgical pussy?
Can't tell.
I think it's a surgical pussy.
Oh!
No, that's a chick. Why does it say Daddy breeds his subby boyfriend?
Maybe... I bet that she is a... natural born female who is taking male hormones, because the pattern of hair on the person on bottom's body looks male to me.
Oh, he does cockworm. Oh my God, look, we're just gazing deep into this man's asshole while his balls hang down. He's standing
and
completely
his gooch
still
is pulsing a little
and his
bit.
Asshole is just throbbing.
Yeah,
it's not winking. It doesn't get open all the way. You can't see the balloon end
yeah
of it. But it's just feet wiggling, balls. It looks very
balls
casual.
Balls unevenly draped.
Yep. She does have a hair. He, I don't even know what to say. Fairy slut. Yeah, just filling that butthole up. Or filling that pussy up there. Yeah. And they are just sitting still for a long time. I think this is it. I think this
so we
is
found
the fetish.
One example, yeah.
It's the first... you gotta really be into draping balls.
Yes. The first request that you asked about was girls casually being naked / masturbating in front of / with roommates.
That, I mean, how is that? I mean, is it supposed to be real? Because I feel like that's like a common trope.
Common trope, but like these people are looking for a concentrated source of their exact fetish.
Is roommate two words? Oh, double M. Videos. Roommates masturbating in front of each other for the first time.
Right, but the thing that they are very specific about is casually. So it's like not a big deal. You're just like fucking lazily masturbating in front of your roommates. And this is like, yeah, we're girl roommates. Let's watch each other touch our pussies because this is erotic.
But how do you casually masturbate in front of somebody?
That's the fetish. Like, I totally understand what this person is talking about. You're just like in a room, you're like watching TV and you just like spread your legs and start going for it. And like nobody really acknowledges it.
But that, I don't think you're understanding the question. That I'm asking. Like, I can't fuck you like I'm not fucking you. Like, you're either doing it or you're not doing it. Like, I have mutually masturbated. Like, so my girlfriend in high school, mm-hmm. we both started college together and we weren't together anymore. But we'd still every once in a while, like, lay in the bed together and masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest thing I can imagine, but it's not casual. Like,
okay.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, we're not making out, we're not talking, we're not anything. But
I think you're betraying a little bit of a lack of imagination here. I absolutely can envision you fucking me as if you're not fucking me. Like, you're hard, you're moving a little bit, but you're distracted, you're doing other shit, you're like not talking about it, you're not acknowledging it,
but
it's that casual.
But see, what I'm saying is, okay, so like, remember that time I fucked you out in the garage and like had my plate of dinner on your back and ate
yes.
that? Okay, by doing that, it makes it extravagant, not casual. Like, the second you introduce something in a situation like that that is so unusual,
mm-hmm.
it to me automatically makes it like more involved, right? Like, Harper just stuck her hand at her pants and she's
yeah.
starting to play with her clit, and immediately we've been together for like a decade. This is not casual anymore. I'm distracted, I'm looking, it's clear something's going on. I feel like anyone watching would be like, oh my god, she's diddling that skittle right now.
Right, but I'm still like co-hosting a podcast. I'm checking out the computer screen. It's casual.
But that makes it like less casual. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I think you're saying it makes it hot.
I've gotten a blowjob while watching a movie with a bunch of friends under a blanket without mm-hmm. announcing it. No one acknowledges it.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the word casual would never come up in my mind.
But I think that is a perfect example of what that person is talking about.
Okay, well, let's see. This masturbating in front of my friend. This one looks promising. Looks low budget. Let's see. Okay, it's a dude in a like some kind of house. Looks like there's a drone in the background.
He's doing like a two-finger pinch masturbate.
Yeah,
looks
he's
got
a
very
robe on.
Lush robe.
This looks very. This is a old computer chair with a fucking hole in it. In the front? So, This is it. We found it. Right?
Yeah.
This is the closest thing.
It's very casual.
We've got so much dead air there. We gotta be careful about that. It's someone just like kind of jerking it. Someone's coming out in from the winter cold in a jacket, like, oh, it's cold out there and slippery. And he's like, oh, it's kind of slippery in here too. They're having a very relaxed conversation. She laughs when she sees what's going on. She sits down full jacket, and now she's just like watching him jerk it, but she's looking at it, right? Like,
yeah.
So I told you I was going to have good timing and stuff like that, and just kind of watching it go on, and it looks like she just sits there for the whole time. So this is my answer to that question. I don't know how good we did.
I don't think this is a fully satisfying answer because...
You don't think this is it?
No, because they are both focused on his dick. That's the thing. She's looking at his dick. He's looking at his dick. They're making conversation about his dick.
But this is what I mean. It's
this is like upsetting you.
Because it doesn't make sense. It's like me saying, like, okay, if I wanted natural, not unusual, human in a room with an elephant in it, right? They have to look at the elephant. If they are actively ignoring and not aware of the elephant, it is automatically unusual, strange, weird, otherworldly.
Yes, it's unusual, but that's, I think, part of the fantasy is like, back after I graduated college and we were in the summer house with our couple friends who like also were camming and like, it was just kind of a naked house.
Yeah.
Imagine like one level beyond casually naked house where you are just like masturbating in public spaces and it's not unusual. That is an unusual setup. But for some people, naked house is an unusual setup where like the idea that you wouldn't like stare at your friend's boobs and acknowledge that she's naked and like that. That's the level we're at, is one level beyond naked house, where it's masturbate house. That's the thing I think this person is looking for.
I just don't think it's the thing. I don't think you're going to find it, because I don't think it exists as an idea. I think you keep trying to make it exist. but I can't imagine it. I am distracted by I don't want to say this to you because you're going to be so mad at me.
What?
By a man who looks a little bit like one of your brothers. he does.
Like if you took one of my brothers and like stretched his head vertically, like did a vertical skew on his face.
Yeah, maybe. We'll go with that. It's like this magic machine will give you 10 different blowjobs.
I can't look at it anymore.
And it's like a dick sucking machine, but it's like very involved. It looks like it's like if the Jetsons had a dick sucking machine in their show. Anyway, do we got one more before we go through this? I'm not sure how this episode's going. I don't really have a feel for it.
But I think it's fun.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
We can put the Dirty Folk listener sleuths on casual masturbating in front of roommates.
Prove me wrong. It doesn't exist.
Okay. I'm just going up in order here of things I saved. This one kind of makes me smile. Request. Male, female, saggy titty fuck. Where a male is on each tit.
So what does on each tit mean?
Fucking the saggy underboob. So they're like sideways titty fucking.
This isn't a fetish. This is a challenge. Male, female.
Mm-hmm.
Saggy titties. Tit fucking.
Yep.
Man, that's real specific.
No comments. No upvotes.
No nothing. All right, MMF, saggy, tit, fuck. What do we got? Big, saggy, tits, gangbang, threesome, MMF.
Okay.
Big, floppy, tits, threesome, homemade, MMF.
There are some options here.
Okay, that's just the... Okay. Exotic Ho with saggy tits enjoys. Okay, we're gonna go straight to the. Are these searches on X videos?
You
or
might
what
need
we got?
To make tit fuck one word in order to get titty fucking.
That's probably fair. You think so? I don't know.
I think so, yes.
Okay, tit fuck. MMFAnySex.com. Tit job videos. I want mature. Double tit fuck MMF X videos. Man, this would take some serious effort. I don't even see any saggy titties.
No, I see big titties, but I wouldn't describe any of them as saggy.
Double tit fuck pancake tits. What is macromastia?
I have no
idea. Is that the technical word? No. Macromastia is just big old
giant
titties.
Boobies.
Holy God. Google macromastia. God. Whoa.
Holy shit.
There's like two old ladies with the biggest tits you've ever seen, and one of them's ready for Mardi Gras. Two old ladies swing massive tits. Holy crap. That's amazing. And looks like it's from something like OYGB boobs.
No, OMG big boobs. That's the channel.
That's how it is?
Yeah, OMG
new
big
massive
boobs.
Model, big boobs. Those are some saggy tits.
Very
Barbara
saggy
tits queen. OMG big boobs.
Huh.
That seems to be a thing. Okay, if we go to OMG Big Boobs, do they have any fucking... We're on the case, everyone. No.
Videos, 260.
Oh, okay. We got more of Granny Ready for Mardi Gras, though.
Mm-hmm.
Holy God. Can you search inside a channel? No, grabbed and massaged. My God, there are some... This lady's titties are big enough that they can point two different directions. She is a fucking...
They're broader than her shoulders. There's someone reaching behind her and grabbing her titties and pulling them out to the side. They're like chameleon eyes or
she's
like
a
hammerhead shark.
Fork in the road. You come to a dead end on a country road and there's one of those signs there.
Mm-hmm. A T-intersection.
That's what she is.
A country road.
She's a titty T-intersection sign. This is wild. I had no idea. I'm in a world I did not know existed of just crazy tits. Okay, this is the first one where there's actual sex in it. Man, there's lots of videos. I wish you could search the videos.
Scroll up. Oh my God.
That's a fist in a big titty lady.
If you scroll up, I might be able to help you navigate this, but you're just scrolling on your own here.
Well... No, I looked.
Okay.
I looked.
Whoa, scroll down.
What?
That lady. Another fucking hammerhead situation.
Hammerhead titties. Okay, well, we discovered something here. I feel like this is the way you would want to go for this, maybe. But my
but
God,
I see
this person
no titty
has
fucking.
Made it their mission. Whoever Oh My God Big Boobs is... They've made it their mission to find everyone who ever had giant, and we're talking giant like you could, let's
These
say,
ladies, some of them could tuck their boobs into their belt.
Yes. Like, you could smuggle a couple bags of oranges inside one titty.
Like, under the flop of one titty. You don't have to insert them into the flesh of the titty.
I guess so. I'm trying to like describe for some of them it's like God, what can you even compare it to? That like I'm trying to imagine something I've seen in nature that is big enough and flopsy enough.
Yeah,
it's really hard to think of because each of these has got to weigh 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
At least. It's got to be so much. for some of these titties. It's cartoonish, but they all look real. I can't. I don't know.
What if you Google the term macromastia titty fuck?
There you go. We're back on the case. Okay. Macromastia tit fuck. Macromastia. Is that?
I think so. Tit fuck.
Let's go with videos. Tit fuck. Heavy
there
tit fuck
collection.
There
is titty fucking with huge titties there.
There is. Yeah, she's definitely titty fucking.
There are some titty fuckings. I don't see any that are two dudes, though.
Tit fuck. Three.
Or MMF.
I guess that, yeah. MMF. Or macromastia MMF. This is a tricky one.
I would believe that this person has searched high and low for the thing he seeks.
Yep.
And has not succeeded.
I do believe it. This seems like a suspicious link. It has all the words we're looking for.
Yeah, I'm not into it though.
Yeah. What do we got here? That's Oh My God Boobs. White Breast Edition Part 1 Heavy Tit Fuck Collection. All right.
Oh, it's a collection.
It's a collection. Okay, we're going to pause it and we're going to scour the Tit Fuck Collection.
Okay.
Nothing.
Nope.
We're back and there's nothing. I got one more. Try. I'm going to do Fuck Under Boob MMF. We're going to go a different direction.
Oh.
Oh, it's missing MMF.
Well, let's see. Yeah.
Sideways tit fuck under boob.
Sideways tit fuck could be another good
These
thing.
Are floppy titties.
Mm-hmm.
On YouPorn, and there's someone sideways titty fucking. This thickest nonstop tit job marathon while getting fucked. Look at this one down here. Tit fuck compilation. They're on either side of her. She's got big floppy titties.
Oh.
Oh my God. Did I find it? Oh my God.
Oh my
God. Did I find it? Okay, they're
Let's
in a sauna.
It.
She's kind of attractive.
Uh-huh.
She got, I don't know if they call them like real saggy titties, but they're big and they flop down for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's two dudes. They're in a sauna. They're on a bench. It's paused right now. They're getting established here, though. Does it right out of the gate? Does it happen?
Yes.
Well, that's his hand, though. It's one dick under, one hand on. Is that two dicks under? That's two dicks under! Yes!
The conquering hero.
Yes! This dude better fucking be happy. This was hard to find. Oh my God, what's it called? Titfuck compilation. It's over and over again.
Yes.
I found, oh my God, this is it. This is it. There's another one in here in this compilation. Asian lady. Tits hanging down, two guys. Double fucking her tits. It's exactly. Oh, that's a creative one. She's twisting her tits around and they're fucking them together, but her tits are like up and down. So one tit's up by her chin and one tit's down by her belly button.
This is incredible.
That's pretty good.
I can't believe you found this.
Under boob for the win.
Under boob.
Under boob. Okay. That might be the. What in the. Oh, okay. It's not quite.
That's the gayest tit fuck I've ever
seen.
That
is. They're basically just rubbing their cocks together and there happens to be
tits
there.
The cocks are like kissing.
Yeah.
They're coming at such an angle that the urethras are just kissing each
other.
Okay,
there's only two in this compilation, but I found two.
Yes.
I found two. What's this one? Nonstop tit fuck marathon while getting fucked. Is it in here too? Let's see. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. No, they're not going for the sideways under boob thing. So, man, oh man. All right.
Okay, but you found one. So, I will reply to these requests with what we have found, and I will put as many of the videos that we talked about as I can on OnlyFans.com/HarperTheFox along with this episode posting.
I feel like I did a public service here today.
You're a hero, Max.
I think so. I think I did. Yes, sideways tit fuck under boob seems to be the thing.
Oh my god!
The first comment is, "Who's the first one?" And the answer is, "She's full on retarded."
There is the internet at work.
Someone else also thinks it's very gay. So interesting. That seems to be the phrase.
Underboob tit fuck.
Huh?
Underboob tit fuck.
Underboob tit fuck.
Which, just for the syllable structure, seems like it could be a like old school British lord. Like, Lord Underboob tit fuck. You see what I mean about the like syllable?
Nope, we're not on the same page today.
Well, fuck you.
Only if it's casual. I can't know I'm being fucked.
Constable,
I can't suspect I'm being fucked.
Underboob,
but I have
to
know I'm being fucked at the same time.
You just, you like refuse to turn your imagination on about
no,
that.
No, you're just
one.
Introducing Schrodinger's fucking masturbation.
It's not about people don't know. They just treat it casually. Why is this so hard?
How was that girl just sitting in the chair, not treating it casually?
Because she was staring at the dick. It's like, it needs to be unacknowledged. Just like, it's so commonplace as to just be like blasé.
So if you make a pizza and I look at the pizza and I eat the pizza, that can't be a casual eating of pizza because I acknowledge that the pizza's in the room.
That's not what we're talking about.
Right. You're making my point. We're not talking about it because by nature, it's not casual. So if you acknowledge it, it's not casual. If you don't acknowledge it, it's weird. It's not casual.
Eating the pizza but not saying like, wow, thanks for making me this delicious pizza. That could be casual. But if it's like, oh, gee, hun, thank you for making such a big, delicious pizza for me. Yum, yum, yum. Like, that's the equivalent of that chick staring at his cock and making the joke about slippery.
No.
That's not the thing.
It's not. She didn't say anything about... No, she didn't make the joke. He made the joke.
Yes, and she laughed about it and stared at his cock.
She laughed at a joke.
Max, we do not agree here.
We don't. You don't have a thing that you're arguing for.
I do have a thing I'm arguing for.
No, you don't. You have Schrodinger's jerk-off.
I'm going to put a poll up with this podcast post and just seek responses from the OnlyFans crew.
People have an opinion on whether or not the cat's alive or dead. It doesn't mean that they know. Schrodinger's jerk off. It's probably the title of this episode.
It probably is. Well, despite that disagreement, I do love you, Max.
I love you too.
I love you.
This is a long one. This worked out. All right. Why don't you give us the outro and let's get on.
All right. So this has been the Dirty Folk Podcast. You can support the podcast at patreon.com/dirtyfolk if you object to titties. If you do not object to titties, onlyfans.com/HarperTheFox. You can also support this podcast by purchasing Bastard a Mushroom Trip, you little bitch, you little fucking scummy, under my shoe slime ball little bitch.
Thank you for buying my book for those of you who bought it.
If you haven't bought it, do
what
it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You cocksucker. Dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
We're trying to figure out still if we can post links to Patreon. We don't think we're allowed to. They have an explicit rule against sharing porn.
Post the links of things we watched.
Of things we watched today. But we do post the links through OnlyFans to the stuff we looked at, the stuff we watched, the stuff we talked about. So that's the place if you want to see everything at this point. There's so many fucking rules out there.
Yep.
There's so many rules.
We're doing a delicate tango of adult rules.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next one. I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox.
Bye.
Bye.